Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Yisdamai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Hernes Shamash Avon Elio and Bischos Rachel Basar Gittel and Daniel Eliezer Ben Spar Rachel. They should be gebench with Zer Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now since Mishnah Hay had spoken about olives, Mishnah Vav continues to talk about olives, even though it doesn't have anything to do with Arisos. Mishnah Vav tells us Beishamai Amirim Beishamai says Lo Yimkar Adam Ezesav Ela Lachaver. A person has olives, he should only sell his olives to a chaver. He shouldn't sell them to an Am Aretz. He shouldn't even sell them to someone who's not an Am Aretz, but who's not a chaver. Beis Hillel Amirim Beis Hillel says Afla Maaser. He could even sell his olives to someone who's a Maaser, someone that makes sure he takes off Maaser from his produce. He doesn't have to sell them to a chaver. He just has to make sure that he doesn't sell them to an Am Aretz. Now let's remember, we've learned previously that a chaver is someone who's careful with tumah and tahara. He makes sure that everything that he has stays tahar. And that's a much higher level than someone who's a ma'aser, someone who's not an am ha'aretz. Someone who's a ma'aser makes sure that he takes off truma and miser, but he's not necessarily careful with tumah. So Beis Shammai says that the reason why a person has to make sure to only sell their olives to someone who's a chaver is because this person is going to end up squeezing these olives and making olive oil out of them. Now, as he's squeezing these olives, they become wet with the olive oil, which is oozing out of them. And now these olives become mukhshar lekabel tumah, they become susceptible to be mekabel tumah. And this is a very important concept that comes up all over Mishnayos and Gemara, the concept of mukhshar lekabel tumah. Produce is not able to be mekabel tumah, it cannot become tummy, even if something tummy touches it, unless it became susceptible, it became prepared to be makabel tuma. And the only way for it to become mukhshar lekabel tuma is if it becomes wet. There's 7 different halachic liquids that if they touch produce, then they're makhshar it lekabel tuma. One of those liquids is oil. Beis Shammai says, if you're going to sell your olives to someone who's not a chaver, to someone who's not careful with tuma and tahara, as he's squeezing them to become olive oil, the olives are going to become wet with the oil, they're going to become mukhshar lekabel tumah, and since he's not careful with tumah tahara, he's going to end up being metame these olives. And we've learned previously that we have to make sure not to be metame things and not even to cause something in Eretz Yisrael to become tame. Whereas Beis Hillel does not have any issue selling olives to someone who's not a chaver, and that's because who says the person is going to squeeze them to become olive oil? Perhaps he's going to eat them before they become mukhshar lekabel tumah. Perhaps they're never going to become wet, they're never going to become mukhshar lekabel tumah, and therefore they're never going to come tame. So Beis Hillel says, no problem, you're allowed to sell your olives to someone who's not a chaver, just make sure that he takes off proper chumas and maestras. Now, even though we have this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel is more makel than Beis Shammai, the Mishnah tells us, utsnui Beis Hillel, those of Beis Hillel that were medaktik behalacha, they were very careful with halacha, hayu noigin kedivri Beis Shammai, they would, in practice, be machmir like Beis Shammai, and they would make sure not to sell their olives unless the person was a chaver. And now with the Mishnah Zion, we switch from talking about olives to talking about grapes. The Mishnah says, Shnaim Shabatzur is Karmehem Lesoich Gas Achas. 2 partners that owned a Kerem, they owned a vineyard together, and they harvested their vineyard, and they put it directly into the wine press. They gathered all their olives together, they didn't divide them up yet, and they put them into the same wine press, they crushed these grapes, and they made them into wine. And now, after it's become wine, they decided that they wanted to make the division. But here's the issue. Echad Ma'aser Ve'echad She'ein Ma'aser. One of these partners, he makes sure to take Ma'aser properly off of his stuff, whereas the other one's an Am Aretz. The other one doesn't take off proper Maestras. So what has to happen now that they make the division? HaMa'aser, Ma'aser Es Shaloi, the one that takes off proper Trumas and Maestras, he has to not only take Maeser off of his own, but also V'chelkoi B'chol Mokam Shehu. He has to take Maeser off of his own portion wherever it may be. And the Mishnah was just very cryptic. It was just very confusing. It said he has to take Maeser off of his own and off of his own Chelek wherever it may be. That seems to be redundant. It seems to be that it just repeated itself. So how exactly is this fellow taking off Maeser? 4 different ways of understanding this last part of the Mishnah, and we're going to go with just one of them. As we said, these partners placed all their grapes in the press, and only then they made the division. The Mishnah told us that the Chaver has to Maeser the half that he receives, and then he also has to Maeser the half that his friend, his partner, received. And why is that? That's because since they're partners, in essence, half of every grape belongs to partner one, and half belongs to partner two. The same goes with every drop of wine. Half of the drop belongs to partner one, half of the drop belongs to partner two. Now, just because each partner took half of the wine, that doesn't mean that halachically that half always belonged to him. Perhaps half of what he took really belongs to his partner, and half of what his partner took really belongs to him. This is touching on the concept called Ein Breira. There's a whole discussion discussion called Ein Breira versus Yesh Breira. We're not going to get into that discussion right now, but the bottom line is, since we're not 100% sure if the half that he took is really his half, maybe some of what his partner has is really his half. Therefore, he also has to take Meiser from half of his partner's as well. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.